I'm looking for Michael Simonovich Ironov.
I am Michael Simonovich Ironov.
I'm Nina Ivanovna Yakushova, envoy extraordinary, acting on the direct orders of Comrade Commissar Rosinin. Present with your colleagues.
Comrade Bulyanov.
Comrade.
Comrade Kopatsky.
Comrade.
What a charming idea for Moscow to surprise us with a lady, comrade.
If we had known, we would have greeted you with flowers.
Don't make an issue of my womanhood. We're here for work, all of us. Let's not waste any time. Shall we go?
Porter.
Here, please.
What do you want?
May I have your bags, madame?
Why?
He's a porter. He wants to carry them.
Why? Why should you carry other people's bags?
Well, that's my business, madame.
That's no business. That's social injustice.
That depends on the tip.
Allow me, comrade.
No, no, thank you. Ticket, please.
Ticket, please. Ticket. How are things in Moscow?
Very good. The last mass trials were a great success. There are going to be fewer but better Russians. You're very sure of yourself, aren't you?
Well, nothing's happened recently to shake my self-confidence.
I have heard of the arrogant male in capitalistic society. It is having a superior earning power that makes you that way.
A Russian? I love Russians. Comrade, I've been fascinated by your five-year plan for the last 15 years.
Your type will soon be extinct. You gave me some very valuable information. Thank you.
Thank you for getting me up here. I've never seen this before. Beautiful, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I'm glad I saw it before becoming extinct.
Now, don't misunderstand me. I do not hold your frivolity against you. As basic material, you may not be bad, but you are the unfortunate product of a doomed culture. I feel very sorry for you.
Ah, but you must admit that this doomed old civilization sparkles. Look at it. It glitters.
I do not deny its beauty, but it's a waste of electricity.
What a city. There are the Grand Boulevards, blasted out of the heart of the old city. The Arc de Triomphe, built to greet Napoleon's army. The Opera, Montparnasse, Montmartre. And now, I'll show you the greatest attraction of all. It'll cost me a franc, but it's worth it. The most unique spot in all Paris. Really, I'm not exaggerating. It's wonderful. It's charming. It's... please. What do you see?
I see a house. Looks like any other house. What's remarkable about it?
Well, it's not the structure. It's the spirit that dwells within it. It has three rooms and a kitchenette dedicated to hospitality.
So it's your house?
Well, let's say I live in it. It's such a pleasant little place. It has all the comforts. Easy to reach near the subway, bus, and streetcar.
Does it mean you want me to go there?
Oh, now, please don't misunderstand me.
Then you don't want me to go there?
No. I didn't say that either. Naturally, nothing would please me more.
Then why don't we go? You might be an interesting subject of study.
I'll do my best. Good evening, Gaston.
Good evening, monsieur.
Is this what you call the butler?
Yes.
Good evening, comrade. This man is very old. You shouldn't make him work.
He takes good care of that.
He looks sad. Do you whip him?
No, but the mere thought makes my mouth water.
The day will come when you'll be free. Go to bed, little father. We want to be alone.
Ninotchka, tell me. You're so expert on things. Can it be that I'm falling in love with you?
Why must you bring in wrong values? Love is a romantic designation for a most ordinary biological, or shall we say, chemical process. A lot of nonsense is talked and written about it.
Oh, I see. What do you use instead?
I acknowledge the existence of a natural impulse common to all.
What can I possibly do to encourage such an impulse in you?
You don't have to do a thing. Chemically, we're already quite sympathetic.
You're the most incredible creature I've ever met. Ninotchka. Ninotchka.
You'll repeat yourself.
Yes, I'd like to say it 1,000 times. You must forgive me if I seem a little old-fashioned, but after all, I'm just a poor bourgeois.
It's never too late to change. I used to belong to the petty bourgeoisie myself.
No.
My father and mother wanted me to stay and work on the farm, but I prefer the bayonet.
The bayonet? Did you really?
I was wounded before Warsaw.
Wounded? How?
I was a sergeant in the 3rd Cavalry Brigade. Would you like to see my wound?
I'd love to.
A Polish lancer. I was 16.
Poor Ninotchka. Poor Ninotchka.
Don't pity me. Pity the Polish lancer. After all, I'm still alive.
What kind of a girl are you, anyway?
Just what you see. A tiny cog in the great wheel of evolution.
You're the most adorable cog I've ever seen. Ninotchka, let me confess something. Never did I dream I could feel like this toward a sergeant. Did you hear that?
It's 12 o'clock.
It's midnight. Look at the clock. One hand has met the other hand. They kiss. Isn't that wonderful?
That's the way a clock works. What's wonderful about it?
Ninotchka, it's midnight. One half of Paris is making love to the other half.
You merely feel you must put yourself in a romantic mood to add to your exhilaration.
I can't possibly think of any better reason.
That's false sentimentality.
Oh, you analyze everything out of existence. You'd analyze me out of existence, but I won't let you. Love isn't so simple, Ninotchka. Ninotchka, why do doves bill and coo? Why do snails, the coldest of all creatures, circle interminably around each other? Why do moths fly hundreds of miles to find their mates? Why do flowers slowly open their petals? Oh, Ninotchka, Ninotchka, surely you feel some slight symptom of the divine passion. A general warmth in the palms of your hands. A strange heaviness in your limbs. A burning of the lips that isn't thirst, but something a thousand times more tantalizing, more exalting than thirst.
You're very talkative.
Was that talkative?
No, that was restful. Again.
How do you like it, Ninotchka? Isn't it wonderful?
Tell us,
Bolyanov, Ironov, Kopalsky.
Now, please, Ninotchka, don't start figuring it out in cows.
You've done it again, and I'm responsible. How can you forget yourself this way? You were sent here to make money, not to spend it.
Bolyanov, she still has those old-fashioned ideas.
High time she got out of Russia.
Comrades, I must be stern with you.
That's our old Ninotchka.
Yeah. Don't forget that day will come and you'll have to face Razinin.
Razinin! Good old Razinin. Is he still alive? How does he manage?
Comrade.
Friend, Ninotchka. We are friends.
Imagine we don't have to whisper anymore.
No, we can say whatever we want. We can shout. We can complain. Look. The service in this hotel is terrible. See? Nobody comes. Nobody pays any attention. That's freedom.
That's bad management.
Is it possible to bring you back to reality for one moment? I must have a complete report of your negotiations and a detailed expense account.
No, no, Ninotchka, don't ask for it. There's an old Turkish proverb that says, if something smells bad, why put your nose in it?
And there is an old Russian saying, the cat who has cream in his whiskers had better find good excuses.
With our cream situation as it is, it's Russia that should apologize to the cat.
Well, I don't know how I can get you out of it this time. How will it end?
Shall we tell her?
Yes.
Ninotchka, I hope you'll be our guest.
Guest?
Yes. We have opened a restaurant.
A restaurant?
We have a wonderful electric sign. Dine with Bolyanov, Ironov, and Kopalsky.
You mean you're deserting Russia?
Oh, Ninotchka, don't call it desertion.
Our little restaurant, that is our Russia.
The Russia of borscht, the Russia of beef stroganov, of blinis and sour cream.
The Russia of pirozhki. Mm. People will eat and love it.
And we are not only serving good food, we are serving our country. We are making friends.
Who gave you this idea? What's responsible for all this?
There is something in Constantinople. Something irresistible?
It's in the air. It may come around the corner when you walk down the street.
It may step out of a bazaar. It may be waiting for you in a corridor. It may hide in the shadow of a minaret. And right now it's on the balcony.
They wouldn't let me in, so I had to get you out.
Leon.
Ninotchka.
So you're behind all this. I should have known.
Trying to keep me away from you. As though that were possible. Naturally, I couldn't go on forever punching passport officials in the nose. But I found a way, didn't I? Oh, darling, I had to see you. I wrote and wrote, and all my letters came back to me.
And the one I got, they wouldn't let me read. It began, Ninotchka, my darling, and it ended, yours, Leon.
I won't tell you what came between. I'll show you. I'll prove it. But it'll take a long time, Ninotchka. At least a lifetime.
Oh, but Leon, I'm only here for a few days.
All right. If you don't stay with me, then I'll have to continue my fight. I'll travel wherever there are Russian commissions. I'll turn them all into Ironovs, Bulyanovs, and Kopalskys. The world will be crowded with Russian restaurants. I'll depopulate Russia. Comrade, Once you saved your country by going back, this time you can only save it by staying here.
Well, if it's a choice between my personal interest and the good of my country, how can I waver? No one shall say Ninotchka was a bad Russian.